Appendix 2, Understanding the Futures Markets. What are futures? The essence of a futures market is in its name. Trading involves a commodity or financial instrument for a future delivery date, as opposed to the present time. Thus, if a cotton farmer wished to make a current sale, he would sell his crop in the local cash market. However, if the same farmer wanted to lock in a price for an anticipated future sale, e.g., the marketing of a still unharvested crop, he would have two options. He could locate an interested buyer and negotiate a contract specifying the price and other details, quantity, quality, delivery time, location, etc. Alternatively, he could sell futures, which provide multiple attributes. Some of the major advantages of futures markets for the hedger are: 1. The futures contract is standardized, hence the farmer does not have to find a specific buyer. 2. The transaction can be executed virtually instantaneously online. 3. The cost of the trade, commissions, is minimal compared with the cost of an individualized forward contract. 4. The farmer can offset his sale at any time between the original transaction date and the final trading day of the contract. 5. The futures contract is guaranteed by the exchange. While hedgers, such as the aforementioned cotton farmer, participate in futures markets to reduce the risk of an adverse price move, traders participate in an effort to profit from anticipated price changes. In fact, most traders will prefer the futures markets over their cash counterparts for a variety of reasons, a number of which are analogous to the advantages just listed for hedgers. 1. Standardized contracts. Futures contracts are standardized in terms of quantity and quality. Thus, the trader does not have to find a specific buyer or seller in order to initiate or liquidate a position. 2. Liquidity. All of the major futures markets provide excellent liquidity. 3. Ease of going short. The futures markets allow equal ease of going short as well as long. For example, the short seller in the stock market needs to first borrow the stock, which is not always possible, and must wait for an uptick before initiating a position. No such impediments exist in the futures markets. 4. Leverage. The futures markets offer tremendous leverage. Roughly speaking, initial margin requirements are usually equal to 5 to 10% of the contract value. The use of the term margin in the futures market is unfortunate because it leads to tremendous confusion with the concept of margins in stocks. In the futures markets, margins do not imply partial payments, since no actual physical transaction occurs until the expiration date. Rather, margins are basically good faith deposits.